next on the 5 o'clock report.
Every one of those rockets might as well have Joe Biden's name written on the side of it.
Too early to declare victory.
Nancy Pelosi wants to find the science, not follow the science.
Doesn't look good for her.
It feels good.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price. Ceasefire in the Mideast.
We want to feel safe for like one day.
That is our top story at 5. After nearly 2 weeks of fighting, the end to the violence now in sight. Both sides have agreed to a ceasefire after 11 days of lobbing rockets at one another. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
The loss of 12 innocent Israeli lives is, in fact, a tragedy. But what about the loss of 227 Palestinian lives, including 64 children and 38 women?
Texas Senator Ted Cruz says President Biden bears much of the blame for the violence because of his cozy relationship with Iran, a regime that's been funding the Hamas terrorists.
They fired over 4,000 rockets into Israel, and every one of those rockets might as well have Joe Biden's name written on the side of it, because it is his weakness, his appeasement, his moral relativism and ambiguity, his lack of backbone to stand up and stand with Israel that is causing this war.
Former White House advisor Karl Rove says President Biden could have ended the violence a long time ago by ending his relationship with Iran.
Hamas, where do we think they got these thousands of rockets that they have unleashed on Israel? They got them from funding from Iran. Iran is using Hamas, and Hamas wants to be used in this manner to attack Israel.
Again, a ceasefire has now been agreed to by both sides in the Mideast. It's set to take effect in about 2 hours from now. Anti-Semitic attacks on the rise in the U.S. Police in L.A. say they're investigating a possible hate crime at a restaurant after video shows pro-Palestinian protesters attacking a group of Jewish diners. Talk show host Dave Rubin.
These people that are doing these attacks, whether it's here in Los Angeles, I'm in Los Angeles right now, or whether it's in Europe or anywhere else, they're making actually the best possible argument for Israel, which is the place that they seem to hate the most.
Former White House spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany says some in the Democratic Party have been fueling the flames of hate against Jews in America.
Let me start with AOC. She said that Israel was occupying Palestine. Occupying Palestine. Rashida Tlaib, she used the words calming feeling in relation to the Holocaust. Ilhan Omar said it's all about the Benjamins. She's talked about Israel hypnotizing the world. These are anti-Semitic remarks.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot under fire for saying that the Windy City has too many white reporters. Lightfoot doubled down on that statement by saying she'll only allow interviews with black and brown reporters.
Let's call that what it is. You're dividing us by skin color and ethnicity and not giving us an equal opportunity and equal access to do our job, which is to hold the powerful accountable. And you're teaching the people who voted for you that that's how you roll if it's something you don't approve of.
Fox News host Harris Faulkner, attorney Emily Campagno, says the mayor has no legal footing to stand on by denying white reporters access to her.
There is no way that this passes constitutional muster. Absolutely not.
Campagno says it's simply illegal to restrict press access based on a reporter's race or ethnicity. President Biden is under fire for waiving sanctions against the company overseeing the construction of Russia's gas pipeline to Germany, despite bipartisan opposition in Congress and appeals from Eastern European governments. Former Director of National Intelligence, Rick Grenell.
There's a whole bunch of Democrats who called President Trump a Russian asset that now have egg on their face because they're going to need to call Biden a Russian asset for this move. This is exactly what President Putin wanted. Joe Biden just gave him the biggest gift.
Neil Crabtree lost his job on the Keystone XL pipeline that President Biden shut down during his first day in office. He says Mr. Biden is putting Russia ahead of America.
Man, it's a gut punch to, the blue collar American
energy workers in this company when we're told to sit on the sidelines and then the administration wants to let their Russian comrades into the game?
The critics say they can't understand why the administration would kill thousands of U.S. jobs by closing one pipeline while at the same time putting U.S. interests at risk by allowing another pipeline to continue. Now to COVID, where House Republicans say there's significant evidence that a lab leak in Wuhan, China, is what caused the global pandemic.
Multiple reporters across multiple countries talk about the origins of this virus, and all signs point to the lab.
Congressman Devin Nunes says probing the lab leak hasn't been easy because of a lack of cooperation from the communist government in Beijing. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not budging on the face mask requirement in Congress. Several Republicans have been fined $500 for refusing to wear a face covering because they're vaccinated.
Nancy Pelosi wants to find the science, not follow the science.
Iowa Republican Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks was fined for refusing to wear a mask after getting vaccinated last month. South Carolina's Ralph Norman also got slapped with a fine.
This is just a heavy-handed tactic, and it's not just $500. That's the first time. You get two warnings, then it's $2,500.
Texas Republican Louie Gohmert was also fined and said it was the best $500 he ever spent. Still to come this Thursday, Governor Cuomo sounds off on his book deal. Governor Wolf renews his disaster declaration. And Governor DeSantis in Pennsylvania tonight.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. The summer-like weather is going to carry us into the weekend. We expect very little rainfall through tomorrow, just a stray shower, thundershower. But over the weekend, a frontal system will generate a couple of showers and thundershowers. We are not expecting a weekend washout, but it will be a little bit more unsettled. In the meantime, here's our call for tonight. Early on in this evening, a stray shower, a thundershower in parts of central New York. Otherwise, it's a nice night. Partly cloudy and mild, low temperatures mainly above 60. Be another warm day tomorrow, a little more humid too, with partial sunshine. Can't rule out an afternoon thundershower in parts of central New York. High temperatures 80s, cooler near Lake Erie, Ontario. Saturday, variable clouds and sun, couple of scattered showers and rumbles. High temperatures in the upper 70s to the lower 80s.
Already, Kevin Williams checking the stories making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. Thursday, May 20th, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo sounding off on criticism today that he earned more than $5 million for a book he wrote during the pandemic.
That's stupid. It's all phony politics. I mean, you can't even ask the question with a straight face.
When pressed by a reporter about the issue at today's COVID press briefing, Governor Cuomo responded this way.
I thought your question was stupid and offensive. I wrote a book saying this is what we should learn from what has happened so far in COVID.
The governor's controversial book deal, one of several investigations Andrew Cuomo is facing. The husband of the mayor of Rochester, New York, facing weapons and drug charges after a police raid at the mayor's house yesterday. Monroe County District Attorney Sandra Dorley says the mayor's husband, 42-year-old Timothy Granison, was part of a significant mid-level drug operation in the Flower City.
This was a long-term investigation stemming close to 7 months.
Mayor Lovely Warren's husband among seven people charged in connection to the case. For the fifth time since the COVID pandemic began, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf has renewed his disaster declaration. He did it today. The governor's office says the move will increase support to state agencies involved in the response to COVID. On Tuesday, voters approved a change to the state constitution to limit the governor's disaster declarations. A speech tonight in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis could have major implications on the 2024 presidential race.
There are folks in Pennsylvania who look at Florida as the model. They're really jealous that businesses have been opened up down here, and they feel that DeSantis has been a strong leader during the pandemic, and they wish their governor would do the same.
Barry University political science professor Dr. Sean Foreman says Governor DeSantis probably won't run if Donald Trump does.
I don't think there's any chance at all that Ron DeSantis would run for president at the same time as Donald Trump. They would have the same base. I cannot see them attacking each other, which they would need to do for one of them to prevail.
Ron DeSantis will talk to Republicans at the annual Lincoln Dinner in Allegheny County, PA, tonight. For the first time in a long time, folks across New York now grocery shopping without a face mask.
It feels good. It's kind of a funny feeling.
I'm fully vaccinated, so I thought, no, I just don't need it.
Yesterday, the state allowed the fully vaccinated to ditch those face coverings. One of the biggest county fairs in the country gearing up for its return this summer, the Erie County Fair in Hamburg, New York, is back after skipping a year because of COVID.
We received a green light to move forward with the 2021 Erie County Fair. I, for one, cannot wait for those warm summer nights, listening to the kids scream with delight on the rides.
The fair manager Jessica Underberg says fair attendance will be roughly half of what it usually is, and those who are vaccinated don't have to wear a face mask. The Erie County Fair runs August 11th through the 22nd. Time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors.
Stocks trading higher today with tech companies leading the charge, and a new report indicating that worker applications for state unemployment insurance fell last week to a pandemic era low. Crude dropping today 2%. The Dow up 186 points, the NASDAQ gaining 236, and the S&P 500 adding 44. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Here's Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. Money management can get complicated, so I'll make it simple for you. There are only five things you can do with money in the short term. You can support your general cost of living, pay taxes, repay debt, set aside savings, and give money away. How much you set aside for each of these is a function of either commitments you have, cost of living, taxes, and debt fall into that category, or your values regarding what's really important. Giving and savings are in that category. That's it, just five things. But figuring out the specifics of those five is the work of a lifetime. The Bible gives us many helpful principles, but we must apply those principles to our financial lives. That's part of what it means to be a faithful servant of God.
And we can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you visit us online at moneywise.org. Write it down, moneywise.org.
12 minutes past the hour, sunny time. Drive home sports.
Yes, sir. Let's start on the ice. A trio of game threes. First off, Long Island Penguins visiting the Islanders. That series is tied at one. Penguins hoping to get Evgeny Malkin back. Panthers visiting the Lightning in Tampa. Golden Knights visit the Wild in Minnesota in the North Division, that being Canada. Montreal and Toronto kick off their best of seven series. Tonight, the Wizards and Pacers battle in D.C. for the eighth seed in the Eastern Conference, a chance to face the 76ers in the first round. PGA's second major teed off today in South Carolina. It's still underway, first round action. Tim Tebow officially signed as a tight end with the Jacksonville Jaguars. He'll wear number 85. A football game broke out in Cincinnati. The Giants beat the Reds 19-4. Nationals trailing Chicago right now 5-2. Buccos in Atlanta later on tonight. Yankees blank the Rangers again 2-0. Blue Jays at home against Boston. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delphiet.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. The summer-like weather is going to carry us into the weekend. We expect very little rainfall through tomorrow, just a stray shower, thundershower. But over the weekend, a frontal system will generate a couple of showers and thundershowers. We are not expecting a weekend washout, but it will be a little bit more unsettled. In the meantime, here's our call for tonight. Early on this evening, a stray shower, thundershower in parts of central New York. Otherwise, it's a nice night. Partly cloudy and mild, low temperatures mainly above 60. We have another warm day tomorrow, a little more humid too, with partial sunshine. Can't rule out an afternoon thundershower in parts of central New York. High temperatures 80s, cooler near Lake Erie, Ontario. Saturday, variable clouds and sun, couple of scattered showers and rumbles. High temperatures in the upper 70s to the lower 80s.
All righty, Kevin Williams, that heat feels good. Finally at 5, well, how's this for Mideast Peace, a Jewish man who was lynched and murdered by an angry Arab mob in Israel, has donated his kidney to save the life of an Arab woman. The 56-year-old organ donor was well known in his community for having a big heart. The Arab woman whose life he saved says, and we're quoting here, "I'm taking the kidney of a person who was like family to me. Now I have a different family, a Jewish family." End quote. The gift of life in Israel, from a Jew to an Arab. What a story.
We are far more alike than we are different. Amen.
The 5 O'Clock Report was sponsored in part by support from the Weed Family and New Hope Mills Store and Cafe in Auburn, New York. They offer